Christianity is not religion, it's a relationship with a living God. Now, I have a relationship with my wife, and it's not dull. We don't walk around, how you doing this morning? Well, praise God. It's a vibrant, exciting relationship. We laugh, we jump, we do things together. And sometimes in Christendom, we get saved, and now I'm saved now, and I'm, you know, praise God, I'm serving God. That's why I was excited when I came out this morning, praise and worship. Amen. Team First Lady was dancing. I just leap right with her. Why? Y'all not going to be blessed in here, and I'm not going to get blessed. Amen. I didn't drive all the way up here not to get blessed. I didn't come up here to do like this. I'm free. Amen. I'm free. And what I found that the Spirit-filled life now frees you. What happened was God began to show me a side of him that he had shown to other people. God communicated to man.
Yes.
Not only did he want to talk to us, but he want to manifest through us. Yes. Now in Acts, the second chapter, let's go there. I don't want to get too far away from it. In Acts, the second chapter, verse 7, it says, verse 6, it says, now when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Mm-hmm. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language, which were born? And then it goes on to speak about all the different groups were there. And in verse 12, it says, so they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Others mocking said, they are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose. Seeing it's only the third hour of the day, the bar doesn't open at 9 o'clock. Are you listening to it? I don't know about up here, but they don't open at 9 o'clock down there. It's 9 o'clock. And these people were spirit-filled, and they were acting like drunk men. Now, when the Holy Spirit gets hold of our life, yeah, there's a time in the presence of God we may act like drunk men. But there's a boldness that comes upon us. It's anointing to do ministry. And God has sent me here to release some of you to do ministry. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, you live in Erie, or whatever region you live around in this area, and you've been anointed to do good.
That's right.
And heal all those oppressed of the devil.
Yeah.
Why? Because God is with you. But if you're not anointed, you cannot do it.
Yes.
Now, here's Peter speaking. A few weeks ago, he got out of Dodge. He wasn't going to die with Jesus.
Amen.
So much so he denied him three times before the cock crowed. But now this same Peter, after being spirit-filled, stands up speaking to the same crowd that said, crucify. And the Bible goes on, and after Peter got finished preaching, these men said, the Bible says that their hearts were pricked. See, a person spirit-filled preaching under the anointing will prick hearts.
Yes, Lord
Jesus. I'm not here to mesmerize you. If I can't prick your heart, my preaching is in vain. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Peter preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, his first sermon, and the Bible says 3,000 souls.
Yes.
Now, that's a supernatural move of God.
Amen.
Now, I know we've had Billy Graham and all the wonderful speakers that have come along, but none have moved like that.
Yes.
First sermon. The rest of them went to, you know, they went to theology school and all the other things, got all this training and everything. First sermon.
Yeah.
3,000 souls. And then it goes on to say that many were added to the church daily.
Daily.
Daily they were added to the church. Signs and wonders were done.
Yes.
The spirit-filled life opens you to signs
yes, Lord.
And wonders. Mm. Yes, Lord. And I'm telling you, in this wicked and adulterous generation, they need a sign.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody said, well, I want the word. Yeah, you want the word. You're a Christian. You want the word. But the sinner want a sign.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He get the sign. Now I want that word.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You see, the sign to me when I went there and got filled moved me so much, I dived into the word. I wanted more, even though I was a Christian. And Peter began to preach. And God began to manifest. And so what is God saying to you this morning? That he wants to take your Christian life. He wants to guide you into places that you've never been before.
Amen.
He wants to take you to do things that you've never done before.
Yes. Yes.
Why? Because God wants to show through you that he is who he said he
yes.
is.
Yes.
He needs a witness.
Yes.
He don't want you to witness, but he wants you to be a witness. He don't want you to be in the church, but he wants you to be the church.
Yes.
We've time out for going to church.
Oh,
it's time to be the church.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the spiritual life is the only way I know you can be the church.
Yes.
Or we'll get back into religion. What is religion? Well, the ushers marching like this. I'm not knocking anybody because I used to do it. Ushers marching. We go in,
yes.
We do that, we do this, we do our thing, and we had church.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Amen.
We went to church.
All right. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Had church when 3,000 souls got saved.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me this morning?
Yes.
Something happened to me after I got spirit-filled. I remember a particular case. I was in a church, Faith Christian Fellowship. Pastor Bill and I went there for a moment, but I was in Faith Christian Fellowship. And I'm sitting probably in the fifth row, and the Lord spoke to me. Now, you know, I heard people say the Lord spoke to me, but this time, I mean, this was the Lord. I'm just sitting, you know, as someone say, minding my business in the service, just enjoying the service. He spoke to me. There was a friend of ours who had three children, and they were in Oklahoma without a job. They were in a place, they were behind in rent, they were without a job, and God wanted to minister to them. He wanted them to know that I love them, I care for them.
Mm.
Well, he spoke to me, he said, after church, I want you to go over the house and break the spirit of poverty from over.
Mm.
I said, break the spirit of poverty. Now, immediately, I went back into my natural. I started thinking, that's me talking. That's you want to be spiritual. Now, God didn't speak that to you. But I'm sitting there again, and I'm saying, that's the Lord. And I after service, I went up kind of shaking. You know how you do when you're not so sure. You're kind of checking it out, make sure it's God. And I went up to my friend. And I said, hey, listen, what are you doing after church today? He said, nothing. What you got planned? I said, well, Lord impressed me to come over your house and pray. He said, well, you need to obey God then. Come on over. And sure, we went after. We went over his house, and we broke bread. We brought some food, my family, and we went over there. And after, he said, well, when are you going to pray? I said, well, I'm going to pray in a few minutes. But we're talking. I said, well, listen, I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me to pray. He wanted me to break the spirit of poverty
right.
from over you. Now, why didn't I want to say that? I didn't want to come down on him and make him feel inferior or anything like that, like I'm some special somebody come to break the spirit of poverty. But how many know when God is moving,
yes.
he really don't care how you feel.
All right, come on.
Amen.
He really
Amen.
Don't care how you feel.
Amen.
And so I said, he said, well, do it. And we got in a circle. And I prayed, and I said, I break the spirit of poverty over this family. Da, 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 da. And then after we prayed, and we went home. by Tuesday, now this was Sunday, Tuesday he had three job offers.
Amen.
One he took and he stayed there for about 6 years. God moved that fast. Now, oh boy, now what did it do for me? Oh brother, I'm not foolish.
All right.
Oh, this thing really works. And so now I'm learning when Holy Spirit guides me and tell me something to do, and I recognize the same person that spoke about this, he'll speak again.
Yeah.
And what he was now training me, how to hear his voice.
Yes.
How many of you know you need to hear the voice of God?
Yes, yes.
How to hear his voice. We were praying, and some group of us had gotten together, we're praying, and a man and his wife was there. She was spirit-filled. She was a Christian, and he wasn't. He was an angry man. Matter of fact, he wanted to follow her and see what she was doing. So he came to this thing with him. He just sat over there. We're praying, and you know when somebody's turned off. I mean, they got the. And he sat and watched, and we're praying, and the Lord. Somebody said the Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord said, "I want you to go pray for him." Lord, do you see how he's looking? Plus, he's three times bigger than me. That guy can break me up. And I don't want to come off spiritual again. Well, you know, I've learned to obey God.
Amen.
So I went over to him. He's sitting like this. I mean, he was grit, too. I said, listen, brother, I feel that's just how I was doing it. I believe the Lord is wanting me to pray for you. And I just reached out and touched his head like that. Now, listen to this. I start praying, and I said, Lord, how are we going to pray? And I said, Father, I just ask your blessings over him in the name of Jesus. And then the Spirit of God said, no, that ain't what I want you to pray. Satan, I break the power. I break your power over his life. And as I was praying, something rolled up. I could feel it. It was coming up on my belly. Then it hit my arm, and I got kind of scared. When it hit here, he screamed. I mean, he screamed. Ah! I mean, it just stopped the whole prayer meeting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I was shocked, and he was shocked, and everybody said, what did you? I didn't do anything. It was him. The Spirit of God set him free.
Yes.
I mean, he was crying. I mean, you ought to see him. He was crying and weeping and thank you, thank you, thank you, preacher, thank you, thank you. I said, it wasn't me.
Amen.
It was God. Now, how many more people are like that, that God wants to use us?
Yes.
Tell somebody, it's not about me,
it's not about me.
But it's about the Lord.
It's about the Lord.
It's what he wants to do. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I'm just giving you some examples of what happens when a person is anointed by the Spirit of God to do ministry. We're in Africa because I heard that same voice. I heard that same voice some years ago. You're going to be going to different countries, and you're going to establish different works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, I'm fighting a voice. Well, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. I'm called the pastor. I don't have time to go this and that. And by the way, I don't know nobody in Africa. Lo and behold, my congregation start getting an influx of Africans in to the different countries that I'm going. And the Lord woke that desire up into me, and I began to talk with him. And I said, I'm going to visit Africa one day. I didn't say the Lord said, but I'm going to visit Africa one day. And the Lord put on, I want you to go over there on a fact-finding mission. And so I talked with one of them, and we set it up on a fact-finding mission. And the first one, I went to Ghana. I went to down in the camps where all the refugees came on, called the Buduburum camps down in there. And down in the Buduburum camps down there, I could see what the devil had did.
Yes.
What the devil had did. And we were able to minister and establish contacts. Then the next time, we went over into the country of Liberia. Now, we're going to start a work. I didn't know where to start a work. I didn't know who to start a work with. But how many know that the Holy Ghost already got the thing planned out?
Yeah.
I had planned to go one way with a person, but the Lord blocked that. And the Lord allowed me to connect with a brother of a member of our church. And they just had started a group. And I began to share within my heart what God wanted to do and told them to pray. And we prayed. They've hooked up with us. And that thing has grown.
Amen.
That thing has grown. Now, I ordained the last year I went, I ordained them into ministry, ordained them into that pastorate. Well, that Holy Ghost led me to ordain them into that pastorate. Just like the message this morning, the Holy Ghost says, I want you to relay to them the importance of the Spirit-filled life. Some of you will go on foreign lands.
Yes.
And I'm saying this by the Spirit of God. You never plan to. But as you embrace the Spirit-filled life, you will stand in places that you thought you would only see on CNN.
Amen.
Because God had death in your DNA. That's a part of your divine destiny. And he's now beginning to do some things. And he's brought you to a place like this where you can hear so you can expect to hear from
all
him.
Right, all right.
Oh,
all right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening to
yes.
me?
Yes.
The amount of blessing is bigger than this. See, it started with 120. Then they went to 3,000. Then they just exploded. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But some of you, God has brought into this place. Some of you are members of someplace else. But he brought you to hear this message because he wants you to embrace a life that you ran away from.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Or you've had questions about. If I invite you to dinner and we got a spread on the table and you take a slice of bread and you leave and say, well, you know, I went to, you know, Pastor Martin's house for dinner and I had a slice of bread and that was wonderful. Well, I'm a little disappointed because I made this spread.
Yes.
And you said the bread was enough. I made the whole thing for you. Jesus said that don't you leave Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high.
Amen.
Yes, you're born again, but I got more. I've sent the Holy Spirit back to fill you.
Amen.
So you can do something. How dare we tell Jesus, when I got born again, that's enough.
Amen.
When he says, don't leave. Now listen to this. If he told them not to leave, why are we leaving?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. I don't care what the name of your church is. By the way, we all are Pentecostal. You could be a Baptist Pentecostal. You could be a Lutheran. You could be a Methodist, a Roman Catholic. It don't make a difference. Now listen. You can be that and have the name Baptist. See, because God will let us put all those whatever we want to put on. But truthfully, he calls us the church. He allows us. He know we got to, you know, do our little thing and put our names and stuff like that. But when he looks at us, he sees the church.
Yes. Yes.
And what he said for one group, he meant for the other.
All right. All right.
God is no respect
yes,
of person.
Jesus.
Oh, blessed be the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And it's important that you embrace the spirit for life. If Jesus told them, don't go, I'm sure he didn't say to Peter and them, this is just for you. In 2007, up in Erie, they don't have to have it.
Amen.
We got the same devils.
Amen.
Woo! Jesus.
Oh, that's right. They don't got no devils up here in Erie. They down there in Philly. We're dealing with the same devils.
Yes, we are.
We're dealing with the same situations.
Right. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've had the greatest impact on people who, by the Spirit of God, when I prayed for them, some things have happened than I did in my own strength.
Right. Yeah.
I'm telling you, where did I get the power to break the spirit of poverty? That didn't come from me.
Right.
That idea hadn't, I wasn't smart enough for that to enter in. It had to come from heaven, because the Spirit of God knows if a spirit of poverty is overtaking someone. The Spirit of God knows when something else is overtaking someone. Recently. And things just been happening. Recently, someone was going through something. And I was sitting in my office just praying in the Holy Spirit, reading, just getting prepared. And the Lord put in my heart, call so-and-so. Now, guess what he had me call? He had me call Africa. I'm sitting in Philadelphia. He said, call Africa and call this lady. I called this lady, and I got her phone number. I said, hi. She said, hi, Pastor Martin, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. I said, but the Lord put you on my heart to call you and to tell you that that devil that's around you, if you go with him, it'll cost you something. Mm. She started crying. See, there was a serpent trying to seduce her and take her out of the plan of God.
Mm.
And she started crying. Do you know he's 15 feet from me? I said, well, he ain't for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to take you a place that you won't be able to get Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit. This is what I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit can help you rear your children.
Yes.
How many know you can't be with them 24/7?
Amen.
How many know they go places and know you tell them not to go, they go anyway?
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, glory to God.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I mean, I don't care how tight the rein you got. They know how to get in there a little bit. Tell somebody, but God.
But God.
I remember we were in camp meeting, Pastor Bill, and Reggie was about 14 years old. He looked good, nice looking young man, da da da, da da da. And so, you know, somebody told him to look good. You know how young men get when somebody tells them they look good. And so we're in the camp meeting, just praise the Lord. Just, ooh, hallelujah. And we think he over in the youth. And the Lord says, you need to go in the hallway. But I've learned to follow that voice. So I go in the hallway. Who should be coming down the hall? Reggie and his friend locked arms with two young ladies. Reggie and them about 14. These ladies had to be 18. And the way they look, I know they would knock Reggie and them out. Reggie and them couldn't handle here. And I said, where are you going? Oh, well, we were just walking around. I said, well, you better hit right on the youth. In other words, the Holy Ghost knew he was getting ready to go someplace that he shouldn't be going. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And they used to teach me, I don't like living in this house because you know everything. I don't know everything.
Amen.
He knows everything.
Amen.
I trust him to tell me at the right time.
Hallelujah.
They got a thing around my church. Don't get around Pastor Martin. He going to read your mail. No, I'm not going to read your mail.
Amen.
If I call somebody I want to talk to, they get scared. Hey, listen, I'm not here to read your mail. I have to. No, sometimes he do read the mail.
Yeah.
He do read the mail now, but he reads the mail to help.
All right.
Amen.
Not to hurt. Right. My thing is not, oh, I got something over you.
Yes.
But my thing is, this what has happened as a result of the spiritual life.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm saying to you, you need to embrace it.
Amen.
You need to walk in it. There's some door openings that will not be open unless you listen to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Let me tell you something about jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. You know, thank God for the places of education, and we live in a wonderful nation where we can be educated.
Yes.
And by the way, people from overseas say, that's all they have to do is go to school here and get good jobs. They can't believe here you can come and you go to school and you seem to get a good job. Over there, they can go to school and not get a job.
Amen.
So they love to get over here. But the fact is, there's places that you want to enter into. I don't care what you have.
All right.
They're not going to let you in.
Right.
But tell somebody the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He will take your application out of file 13.
Mm.
And put it on top.
All right.
And then say, they'll have you sitting there and say, I don't know why I'm hiring you.
Yeah.
You don't have to know. I know. Oh, glory to God. Oh.
Woo.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
There's a place in this town for this church.
Yes.
I know we rolled around some. I know that's it. But there's another place. There's some land.
Yes.
And I mean, it's not going to be. It's just coming to you.
Amen.
It's just coming to you. It's supernatural. See, you didn't just begin a few years ago. You began back in the 80s. Hallelujah. And the things happening to you is of the seed you sown. Now, and thank God for what you're doing now. It's what you did way before. And so, you know, God keeps a real good record. Sometimes you and I, we look from the day we started something.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
God goes back from the day he really first spoke to us. And that's coming. Why? Because this is a strategic town. If I'm right, New York is on one end.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
And Ohio is on the other end.
Yeah.
It's just the Great Lake region.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know the word of faith is coming from that other region, but it has to go from this area. God is very strategic. See, the Mount of Blessing.
Yes. Ooh, say it again.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Mount of Blessing. That's a very prophetic name, the Mount of Blessing. Why? Because from the Mount of Blessing, God is going to bless this region. He's going to bless this region from the Mount of Blessing. Oh, my, my.
Hallelujah.
Man, I thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
You know, the spirit-filled life, I tell you, I know.
Yes, Lord.
It ain't over.
Yes, Lord.
Mm. It ain't over. He just begun.
Just begun.
And you're going to go places.
All right.
Now, he ain't done with you. Listen, you one of the ones going to go overseas. I ain't going to say you're going to stay, but you're going.
Amen.
Why? Because that was in your DNA from the day he called you.
Amen.
From that day.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just embrace Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Let him guide you. He knows how to get. You ain't even have to go home, start fasting and praying how to get there.
Amen.
Because he knows how to hook you up.
Yes.
Anybody learn anything?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, I know I went over the board, around the board a little bit. But you can see I'm excited about the spirit for life. Everywhere I go. When I go back again, next month I'm going back to Africa. And I got to bring them pastors together and let them listen. It's the spirit filled. Thank God, the Spirit, now don't get me wrong, the Holy Ghost will have you playing.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks think he don't plan. He does.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit does plan. But he wants to breathe on your plans.
All right. Yeah.
Sometimes we plan, and then we go get him, hey, breathe on him. He said, no, listen to me, and let me, then you plan, and I'll breathe on that which I plan.
All right.
Amen.
We got plans we want to bring to him. Now breathe on him. I'm not breathing on. That's not what I want.
All right.
Yeah.
But don't be disappointed because he don't breathe on it. Say, well, Lord, what's your plan?
Amen.
And he'll give you a plan and he'll breathe on that plan. Hallelujah. Now in this book of Acts, and I'm gonna close with this, which is important. He said in the last days, he was gonna pour out his spirit on all flesh.
Amen.
Sons and his daughters. And he particularly mentioned his handmaidens twice.
Yes, that's right.
Twice he mentioned them. Now, I know we, you know, the group I came from didn't believe handmaidens weren't supposed to do anything.
All right.
But how many know God wasn't paying attention to us?
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
He didn't pay. there's a handmaiden ministry.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Why? Because they have to go places and they're going to do things in the kingdom of God that's going to make some of the men scratch their head. How could they do that?
Yes.
Now, it's not going to be out of order. It's going to be in order. If he said he is going to do it, how dare when one stand up to say they are such that we say they ain't?
Yes.
What he said they are. Some of you handmaidens, don't back up off what God is doing. Because if God is authorizing it, he's big enough to see that it comes to pass.
Amen.
And he's big enough to make you stand.
Yes.
And he's big enough to get other people to see, I placed you there. Oh, hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Oh, my. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Your word is anointed. Thank you, Lord, for your people. Lord, I did the best I knew how far as to impress upon them the importance of the Spirit-filled life. And we know in Acts, the first chapter, you said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon us, we shall receive power, that dunamis, that ability to demonstrate you in this earth. Should there be one in here this morning that have not received Jesus Christ as their Savior, the most important thing, you want the Spirit within you first. And that's what we call to be born again. Unless a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. Unless a man be born of the water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. If you're in here this morning and you never received Christ, and really I need to ask you this question. If you die tonight, would you go to be with the Lord? And that's a question we need to ask ourselves. You can't play with that. You don't want to gamble with your soul.
Amen.
If you die tonight,